HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
That's right. Part of the 40th anniversary right there. Motley Crue coming back and, KUPD celebrating 40 great years out of 59 as a radio station. We're very proud to be celebrating 40 years of rock as a 60-year-old radio station. Mark, what are we doing next year for the 60th? We doing anything?
Come beautiful, on. Heavy, beautiful music.
We have to celebrate 60 years of being KUPD.
We jumped 20 years.
Yeah, we just leapt over. We quantum leapt. Get on that, Mark. Start planning that now. You don't want to get caught behind the eight ball on our 60th. Maybe some like a What's Left of Earth, Wind, and Fire show or something.
Too busy planning year 20th.
Huh? That's not next year. 2 years. That's 2 years. We'll see. Busy planning my 20th.
Man, it takes 2 years to plan.
That's a lot more. Mark's slow. Yeah, you would be surprised, all right, because you're going to need cooperation from the host. That's going to be a struggle. 20 years is nothing. Anybody can do it. Pratt did it, and he's retarded.
I think you could say that.
Sure you can. Oh, is it offensive to retarded people?
Yes.
They're complaining.
I wouldn't like to call you. How dare you call me Dave Pratt? I'm sorry. You're right. I was out of line. Brady, please, it's time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by my friends at Tactical Black, ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And if you were watching the news at all in the last week, think about some Tactical Black. You never know. That thing that happened in New Zealand, they're blaming America for it. I don't know how that happened, but if you've ever watched the video and you see some of the stuff in that video where you realize that with any sort of training at all, that could have been stopped a little earlier. Not to say that it would have been stopped, but it could have been. The one guy that's standing next to the gunman at a certain point with one piece of information planted in his mind that is drilled into your head at React Defense, which is fight back. Fight back when you can. There's no point not to. And a gun can be pushed out, and the last thing that guy expects is a fight. And that one dude that runs right up next to him, you just cross your fingers and hope, and he doesn't know what to do. And he ends up falling down in front of the guy. It is a heart-wrenching video. I'm kind of ashamed that I watched, but I did see it, and it's unbelievable. And it taught me again that you never know, and living prepared is better than being unprepared. And that's what they teach up there at ReactDefense.com. Goofy, crazy stuff happens in this world, and why not learn how to be a sheep instead of or a sheepdog instead of a sheep? My God, it's just it's ridiculous when you watch that video. It's horrifying. Learn how to fight back. Learn how to be a little bit smarter and a little bit stronger, a little more confident, and you just never know. They have all the scenarios you can imagine when you go out to the House of Brews where I go up there in Phoenix, and it's, again, if it doesn't resonate with you that this can happen anywhere, it's not paranoid, it's prepared. Check them out in Glendale. They got Tony out there. They got Michael out there in Chandler, and then Jay and Josh. And Jenna, newly married, out there in Phoenix, helping you out. ReactDefense.com. Prepare yourselves for the unthinkable. There's nothing wrong with it. And you'll get in great shape while you do it. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
TMZ claimed that Paris Jackson tried to kill herself Saturday morning.
I saw that.
By slitting her wrists. She was being held for a psychiatric evaluation. She was distressed over the new allegations of the Leaving Neverland documentary. But she returned home that afternoon and later on was spotted at a KFC and a movie date.
Well, she's still got to eat.
Well, she denied everything by tweeting, F you, you effing liars.
She's stable. What's more dangerous, slitting your wrists or eating KFC? Brady?
KFC.
That's right. That's right. It'll get you for sure.
On a related note, the Children's Museum in Indianapolis has removed three Michael Jackson items.
It's
a
happening.
Glove, a fedora, and a poster.
Everything's starting to go into storage. And HBO, I kind of questioned right off the bat if they would just randomly rerun the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's on all the time. I figured maybe they do like encore presentation. Next Sunday you can watch it in its entirety again. Nope, it's just running pretty much willy-nilly whenever you turn it on, everything. So it's available to you if you're interested.
I haven't heard anything about the lawsuit.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. That'll be interesting.
Good news for Guardians of the Galaxy fans. Disney's rehired James Gunn to direct Volume 3.
Was he the one, he said the homo F word, or was he
joked
just
about stuff like rape and pedophilia.
Oh, that's right.
But that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was also a fairly funny joke that in, you know, out of context is taken as a stamp of approval on rape.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't have tweeted it.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yep.
But back when he was doing it, I guess, you know, people didn't even
people really made rape jokes back in the on Twitter.
And they were throwing stuff on Twitter they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, nobody knew it was retroactive. Nobody knew that the stuff you did 10 years ago was going to stay on forever. It seemed like Twitter would come and go. Joke would get in trouble for a few minutes and then you'd leave. But who knew you could go back in time and make people feel bad?
Nat Geo and Fox have concluded their investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah?
They announced this weekend they'll resume airing his shows Cosmos and Star Talk.
So he didn't do it?
Their investigation said it's complete. Hmm. There will be no further comment.
I thought it was multiple women.
No, but he didn't do enough to lose the show. He sexually harassed to a line and then stopped.
Sounds like somebody got paid off.
Or that.
Three ladies reported.
Yeah, that's a
good number. Good number.
Sam Smith has come out as non-binary.
He's thinking about getting it chopped off. I read this.
Does he have another song besides the one that he stole
from Tom Petty? No. He's got a beautiful voice like a female angel. And he's both, so it doesn't. You can say that, and it's okay. It's a compliment. He sounds like a woman.
So he just wants to be completely neutral because he doesn't relate to a man or a woman.
I don't know how it works, Brady.
He doesn't ever want to have sex again.
We had another celebrity pass away.
I go with Jeff Ross on this one. I'm very gender solid. I don't understand gender fluidity. you do whatever you want, but don't ask me to get it because my brain can't wrap around it.
Isn't he just saying he's bisexual?
No. He's saying that he doesn't identify as a gender.
As a guy or a girl.
He doesn't know. He says there's a lot of woman in him. If I remember the quote, he's like, there's a lot of woman in me and some man as well. There's a documentary on Netflix right now about a bodybuilder. The Croc, huge power lifter, giant man who has made the transition. And
That's interesting.
It is interesting to watch because he's like, there's still a lot of parts of me that want to be a man, but it's overwhelming to be a woman. And his dad wants nothing to do with this. He goes, I just sure hope you change your mind about this. And he puts the wig and the makeup on. He's got three sons, and he is a monster.
I wish my croc would come back.
And it's kind of funny to watch, but then at the same time, you're just kind of like, okay, that person seems a little lost.
Richard Erdman has passed away. He was 93. He played Leonard on Community. Oh. He was also in a ton of movies, like Stalag 17, way back when.
I remember him as Leonard.
Tora, Tora, Tora.
I thought Leonard was Bill Cosby.
No, that was Leonard Part 6.
Roseanne returned to stand-up in Las Vegas during a set by Andrew Dice Clay. Dice says she did a great job.
So it was his show and he brought her out?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that's about right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think she should be ostracized from the world either.
But if you're going to play to a crowd, there's the one to go.
The Dice
good,
Clay.
Good room to open up.
Yeah, the Dice Clay Vegas room. They don't even remember it.
Machete, is in trouble.
Danny Trejo?
He owes the state of California $240,000.
For what?
Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
We had a little melee happen on St. Paddy's Day. The Dropkick Murphys. There's a video out. You can check it out. The Casey, he's the bass player, bloodied up when someone hit him in the face with a beer can.
Yeah. No.
And the crowd was elbowing some other people and not enjoying. He told security to take care of it. They didn't right away. So he jumped in.
Right.
And that's when someone threw the can of beer. Right.
Oh, so he jumped onto the floor and then somebody
hit him
with
it? Yeah, because security wasn't taking care of the guy that was messing it up for the other people. Then the
they have a lot of dudes in their band, too.
And then the lead singer says, listen, anyone that tries to ruin our show, we're going to do something about it.
Yes.
They're like a gang up there. like there's so many of them. Yeah.
There's like horns and dancers and they're running all over the place.
And Marilyn Manson says he's almost done with his new album. So it's going to come out, I guess. Well, he starts that summer tour July 9th.
Oh boy, here we go again.
So it should come out before that.
You get a chalupa with each purchase?
Hasn't said, because right now Taco Bell's pretty hot in the news because their hot sauce is saving lives.
Right. So he might
maybe
as well,
will team
sold
up
it
with
all
him.
Taco Bell's, his favorite food. Sprinkle a little cocaine on it, and he's the happiest man on the planet backstage. Anyway, well, there you go. He's going to start standing outside in the summer again. Remember last year he had that meltdown. We thought it was over. Started to heat up and exhaust himself in Houston, and then the week after he came here, it was 110.
Rob Zombie keeps them together.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Expect another Manson album. Can't be bad. I guess it can be. That's it for us. Back from vacation, ready to go for another couple months, and then looking forward to Memorial Day already. That's next.
You're selling your butt plug, right? If anybody
wants
to
butt
buy
plug
it.
Will be available on Facebook. The Blessed, A Night of Hope in My Hole.
What's the charity?
Better Than Soap.
It's for children who have hungered for years in the Holocaust.
Huh.
It's for Anne Frank's roommate, the little-known Little Davy.
You're a giver, John.
I am helping. So it's available right now, the Butt Plug of Hope from My Hole, available on Facebook.
I picture like a light shining out of it.
Oh, it was beautiful. Light. I saw the light a couple of times and almost put the light all over Brady's legs.
I smelled the light.
There was a lot of light. Oh, it was a lot of light. It was a happy moment. And evidently an enema and Metamucil, if you're preparing for that, ladies and men. Oh, and by the way, here's the other thing about the butt plug. Ladies, calm down. It doesn't hurt that bad. You can
really?
Take it. Oh, no. They've been lying to us the whole time. They just don't want to do it. It's really not a lot of pain.
So does this mean you progress on to the strap-on now?
It's not
you're
a lot of
pain. Your way up.
I'll work my way up. Look,
you're going to Alec Baldwin this
as
sucker?
Enjoyable as that was, probably. I'm not going to lie. There'll be a couple tries in there. I'm not against it. Because, from ladies' reactions of fear and pain and all that, I'm like, this must be terrible. I'm like, it's not that bad. There's literally no pain. There's a little discomfort. But if done properly, you'll be fine.
Well, Brady, now we know what to get John for Christmas.
Yeah,
I'll get the
stuff.
Chaps. You get the strap-on for Megan.
I don't know that I need
we're
chaps.
We're ready to go.
I'll wear them. It seems excessive.
We'll get you a gimp mask.
The reason I have a
you
problem
get the
with
gimp mask.
All the clothes is you got to hang them up and... It seems like
too
a good
preparation.
Idea. There's a lot of that. I'll take the toys.
Plug away.
Well, it's Megan's weapon. She's going to use it on you.
Sure, sure. Girls are so bad at that, though, when you watch them and like they look so stiff and weird.
You got to train her.
Yeah.
Train her up.
I'll do it. But yeah, it's not some vicious pain like they're saying. So you're liars, ladies. You've been lying the whole time.
Oh, my God. Look at the little torpedo.
Yeah, there it is. For sale now at Facebook. We'll put it up. We'll put pictures up. The videos are all available. There it is.
You have to get one of those silver pens to sign it. It's black.
Uh-huh. Brady and I'll sign it. Ah! Brady just can't look at the photo without getting sick.
That was inside him.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Deep.
It was inside us all, I think. What, Jeremy?
The pic I just showed Brady and Eric is right after you popped
out. Fell out when I broke the seal. It just boop.
Anything else come out of there?
Nothing at all. Clean as a whistle.
License plate.
I cleaned up. Metamucil, enema, bloop.
Tire, an old tire.
Cleanliness. No mud on the tires either.
Queso.
No queso.
Oh, God.
I'm sure some less than clean people have that experience. I did not have it. It was wonderful. And it wasn't comfortable. It's uncomfortable.
It didn't look comfortable.
It doesn't hurt. It's just uncomfortable. Ladies, you've been lying the whole time. I'm on to you. I've done a little research. Game on. McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
It's out of control now.